The front page of the West Australian, ABC News last night reported this as well. The headline of the West is all about FIFO workers. I actually think it's more about locals personally, but nonetheless, grog bans are being widened, extended throughout the Pilbara. Particularly, it will be the case that takeaway liquor, beer, wine, spirits, not available for purchase on Sundays, right across the Pilbara. Why? The Director of Liquor Licensing says that it is about minimising and reducing alcohol-related violence, which is well above the metropolitan, regional and state averages. I had a read of the report this morning, and the level of alcohol-related violence in the Pilbara in 2016, 7 times higher than in metropolitan Perth, 5 times the state average, more than double the regional average. So does that justify bans on bottle shops on Sundays, and will that measure in fact solve the problem? Be interested to hear from you, 922 11 882. But let's find out what the locals think. The Mayor of Karratha is Peter Long. Peter, g'day.
G'day, Gareth.
How's this being received on the ground in the Pilbara?
Oh, look, it's people are very angry, Gareth. It's But people are very, very upset. And the City of Karratha opposes the decision itself. We did a survey last year when we were investigating this, and 95% of people were against it then. I think if you went on Facebook within half an hour, there were 200 negative comments about it on Facebook. People are very upset that it's that this decision is actually targeting a whole the whole community, when there should be actually specific groups which are targeted. So, no, people aren't happy.
The director, in his decision, makes much of the extent of alcohol-related violence in the Pilbara. And I've cited the statistics just before, 7 times the level of Metro Perth. Clearly no one would be happy with that. Is that justification enough?
Look, yeah, that's a fact, Gareth, and we understand that. And we have special groups which have problems, as that we all know. It's important that those groups be supported, and that what we think that should happen is that the state government should invest more into social support services, and introduce things such as a banned drinkers register and cashless welfare, which will more effectively address the alcohol-related harm to individuals and families, but not penalise the whole community. It's very hot up here. We produce a lot of iron ore and a lot of other goods for the nation. People need to have their drink, and it's just really unfair that we are being penalised this way when we don't think it'll actually be effective anyway. Having a ban, there's already probably no restrictions on alcohol sales in the Pilbara, and it's been in place for a long time, and these things are still happening. So making them a little bit worse, these restrictions more, well, they've actually, reduced it. Yeah, more onerous it's now. But, you know, you can still buy a carton of beer for a person a day. You know, that's for the people who really want to get blotto, that's still going to happen. So we think it's just totally inappropriate, and there's far better ways to approach this problem.
Okay. The Director of Liquor Licensing, in a press release, Duncan Ord, says that effectively saying that responsible drinkers and legitimate tourists aren't expected to be negatively impacted by the restrictions. What do you say about that?
Well, of course they are. A lot of people will buy, 2 cartons of beer because you get a 30% discount or something on the second carton. So it's going to cost people more to have the same amount of drinking. If you want to go away camping for a week and you want to get a few cartons, well, you've got to fill in a form and do it 72 hours before. Tourists coming through, yes, it shouldn't be too bad for them, but nevertheless, for the local community here, it's actually going to be a real hassle, and it's going to cost us more money, and it's just totally unfair.
Okay. 922 11 882. For Perth people listening, or perhaps people listening to us up in the Pilbara on the app, what do you make of this? Is it punishing the majority who can look after themselves to try and protect the minority from themselves? I guess that's one way of looking at it. Or does the level of alcohol-related harm, alcohol-related violence in the community justify these sorts of measures? I'd be interested to hear what you think. 922 11 882. Peter, will it change lives that much, do you think? Are people just going to be able to plan around it? They'll be able to make it work. They won't like it, but they'll adapt.
Well, the majority, of course, will adapt, Gareth, and it'll cost us more and it'll be a bit more difficult, and we'll get by with that. We're used to doing things tough up here, but the really bad thing is it actually won't do what it's supposed to do. It won't cause these problem drinkers to get any better. You need to actually identify and target the specific problem areas through a banned drinkers register, perhaps through cashless welfare. We need support services for the poor families where, you know, one member of the family is drinking too much. They're the sorts of things that we need. Blanket restrictions as we have here just actually won't work as well as the problems that it causes. So that's what the community thinks. The community here is very upset about it.
Can you do anything about it? Can you appeal? Will you appeal? I mean, what can you do?
Well, we'll continue lobbying to get better support services here and to actually get rid of these blanket bans. Okay. But we're only a local government and a small community. We can only do what we can do. But we understand there is major problems. I mean, we see the problems more than other people and we know the issues.
Yes.
And that's why I think we're the ones who are probably best to determine how those issues should be tackled, not someone who sort of comes in and says, oh, let's just reduce the amount of alcohol that people can buy. That's really not going to do it.
Appreciate your time, Peter. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.